In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Lord speaks to us today in our Gospel from St. John on the need for his to depart from us in order that he can then send the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, to us. The Lord begins to prepare us for his glorious ascension, and with his glorious ascension, the eventual coming of the Holy Spirit upon us. It was never the intention of God that we would live our lives alone, that we would somehow have to struggle mightily by ourselves to live the life of faith to which we have been called. And because of the sin in Adam and Eve, we severed the relationship, put enmity between us and God, but immediately he began to repair the damage that we ourselves had created. And so our Lord's ascension, as he himself says, while it might, on one level, spark a certain degree of sorrow, in truth is of necessity and expedience, precisely so that he can send the Spirit of Truth, who will continue to unfold to us the things that he himself embodies and has made manifest. He will, through the Spirit, continue to vivify the world and allow the fruits of his cross to be made available to everyone. And in this way, God's intention at all times now comes to complete and perfect fulfillment. He indeed is with us until the consummation of the world. And the gift of the Spirit is given to us precisely so that we can cooperate well with the manifold graces that God has given us in our lives. To be clear, the gift of the Spirit does not eradicate sacrifice or suffering or sorrow. It does not detract from or minimize the hardships that must be undergone in order to live the Catholic life in the world. This was never meant to be the case, because the cross is not a byproduct of the Paschal mystery, but an essential part of it. Precisely then, because of that, we too must be willing to carry our crosses and to allow our sufferings and our sacrifices to participate in the redemptive work of our Savior. What the Spirit does for us is not only enlighten our minds and allows us to better discern and then live out the will of God, the Spirit likewise gives us the strength and the courage that we need to undergo the trial, to resist temptation, to carry the crosses that have been given to us, and to carry them well. And in this way, brothers and sisters, not only do we then participate in our own salvation, we become instruments of that redemptive work of the Lord for the world itself. As I have repeated often from this very spot, it is precisely our faith, but more importantly, our constancy, our fidelity, and our perseverance that will transform the world in which we live. We do rely upon governments and powers and mights to behave accordingly. But as history reveals and the current situation we find ourselves in now makes very clear that man, left to his own devices, simply will not do what it is that he ought to be doing. More often than not, he will choose that which is easy for him, satisfies his needs, his desires, his wants. And if his mind and his heart is not enlightened by the Spirit, he lacks the knowledge and the intelligence to make right choices. All the more reason for us to remain steadfast, and along with our constancy, to be hope-filled. Will the world change in our lifetimes? That is not the guarantee or the promise, therefore it should not be the expectation. That you can be an instrument of God's grace certainly is something for which you should strive in every single moment. And that striving begins for all of us by making ourselves, like our Blessed Mother, pliable in the hands of God. She is described as a wheel easily moved by the promptings of the Holy Spirit. And we need to be the same. And the best way to prepare for the gift of the Spirit is to open up our minds and hearts, to put aside sinful ways and dispositions, and to make sure that we have tilled the soil of our souls in such a way that the Spirit truly can make his dwelling in us. With all things, in all things, through God, all is indeed possible. So the Lord indeed will take his leave from us and ascend rightfully to his glory. There is still much that he has to say to us and teach to us, but he also will then send his Spirit to continue that instruction for us, to enlighten the mind, to to fortify our souls and give us the strength that we need. Let us pray then through the intercession, especially of our Blessed Mother during this month of May, that we, like her, may open ourselves up completely to an overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, that we too might be worthy dwelling places for the third person of the Blessed Trinity, and in receiving the Holy Spirit on the Feast of Pentecost, and glorying in our Lord's ascension to his rightful place, we then can go forth in joy, whether we suffer or not, whether there's sacrifice or not, and make manifest the glory of God indeed in the world. Let us rejoice and be glad that the Lord chooses us to be instruments of his salvific message for the world. And let us pray for the strength to come, to allow the Holy Spirit to come and transform us, that we can indeed transform the world and take our place in heaven with our ascended Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
My mom is in the hospital.
I'm sorry. I'll pray for her.